Walker says his first stop in Ketchikan is always the shipyard.
I just am so excited because we don't make stuff in Alaska, except here. I mean, I know there's some stuff made someplace else, but you guys really make stuff here. And congratulations. And my what I brag about Ketchikan, I say, you know, my frustration with the state of Alaska is we play all defense. We don't play any offense. And Ketchikan plays all offense, no defense.
Walker played offense a bit as well during his presentation, pointing out what he characterized as Alaska's errors when it comes to developing the state's natural gas. Walker says he worked with various consultants and researchers to learn whether there is a viable and profitable market for Alaska's natural gas, and the basic answer was yes. He says the largest market for our natural gas would be Asia because it's a straight shot over the ocean, and we could provide it at a lower cost than anywhere else in the world. Walker says it could add up to $419 billion in state revenue over the next 30 years. He says the problem is that state officials did not move forward with proposals submitted by the Port Authority and by Asian companies.
Not a single one of the companies got a call back. Finally, they contacted me. They said, Bill, we do these things all over the world. We've never had a non-response to our letters of intent. So there was something obviously really wrong with us.
Walker says the state appears to be waiting for the big oil companies Exxon, BP, and ConocoPhillips to do something with the natural gas, but it's been 35 years. Walker also talked about the state's oil tax structure, which was amended last session through the controversial Senate Bill 21. Walker opposes SB 21 because he says it doesn't make financial sense for the state and it no longer provides incentive for exploration.
There should be an exploration credit that if they go out and explore for oil and they spend X amount of money, there's a credit associated with that. We've taken that away. Now it's all associated with production. So we've really, really rewarded those that are already there doing what they do on the legacy fields, but we really haven't gone after specific fields. The heavy oil, we should target the heavy oil. We should target the shale oil that's up there. We should target, I mean, it's like if we were going duck hunting, we just fired a shotgun in the air blindly hoping a duck's flying over.
Walker says Alaska needs to be less patient with oil companies to make them develop the fields as specified in their leases. He says the new oil tax structure will not lead to more oil in the pipeline, but it will lead the state toward deficit spending. Walker is running as an independent candidate, which means he won't face a primary challenge. He'll be on the general election ballot next November. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.